one would stay in the store and the other two would pedal mm-hmm. around the Mississippi countryside. And they eventually opened the store in Faraday, Louisiana, and Lake Providence, Louisiana, and then moved up into Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Do you know about their education?
No.
Okay. And what about your father's mother?
Yes. She was born in Brooklyn, and her ancestors were from Poland. Her father was from Poland, and he believed very strongly in education. Had none himself, but saw to it that his son received a PhD from mm-hmm. Columbia, and his oldest daughter received a law degree from NYU. And my grandma, by the time he got to my grandmother, who was the youngest, he had run out of money. But she had that same value system mm-hmm. and did herself encourage us to.
So you think she had high school education?
Yes,
and
I think
was
so.
Self-educated beyond mm-hmm. that? Okay. And you were not married?
No.
Okay. Well, tell me about Dumas.
Well, the population is 4,500, but that's spread out over about a 10-mile radius, I think. I don't think they count.
It's Greater Dumas?
Yes. they count everybody they can find. Mm-hmm. It's not very big. And we have 3 stoplights and 1 police car and 1 taxi and 1 ambulance and 1 fire truck, which is not allowed to go out of town.
Will it go within that 10-mile
yes.
radius?
But it won't go to Tiller, for example. It's predominantly a farming town. The major crops are cotton first, soybean second, and rice third. Mm-hmm. I recently saw a bumper sticker that said, "Don't talk about the farmers with your mouth full." They have a point.
Do you know why it was named Dumas? Is that one of the early settlers?
The first man who came to Dumas was William Dumas. I don't know where he was from or why he came there, but built a store, and that was the beginning of the town.
Do you know when the town was settled?
I think in the 1850s. And the store only made it because of the railroad. Mm-hmm. There's a railroad through the center of town, and that was the mm-hmm. impetus for the whole thing.
Okay. Well, now, even though you live in a small town yourself, I will go ahead and ask you these questions about a city, because of course you've been in Atlanta and you've been in Nashville, so you do have acquaintance with cities and city life. I suppose in Dumas itself, well, does the city break itself down into sections at all, being as small as it is?
Yes. The railroad track seems to be the divider. Mm-hmm. And the blacks all live in West Dumas on one side of the railroad track, and the whites live on the other. Mm-hmm. There are 3 or 4 Jewish families, but they don't seem to be in any section. Mm-hmm. They're segregated by religion and ways. Mm-hmm. And there is a lower class white section and a more well-to-do white section.
Do the sections have names?
No. The black section is referred to as West Dumas mm-hmm. and connotes